March the 14th. Let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. It is a curious fact that there is such a thing as being proud of grace. Someone says, "I have great faith, I will not fall." Someone who only has a poor, little faith may fall, but I never will. "I have fervent love," someone else says. "I can stand firm. There's no danger of my going astray." He who boasts of grace has little grace to boast of. Those who imagine that their graces can keep them must not know that the stream must flow constantly from the fountainhead, or else the brook will soon be dry. If a continuous stream of oil does not come to the lamp, even though it burns brightly today, it will smoke tomorrow and will have a noxious odor. Take heed that you do not boast in your graces, but let all your glorying and confidence be in Christ and His strength. For only in this way can you be kept from falling. Be much more in prayer. Spend more time in holy adoration. Read the Scriptures more earnestly and constantly. Watch your lives more carefully. Live nearer to God. Take the best examples for your pattern. Let your actions and conversation be reminiscent of heaven. Let your hearts be perfumed with affection for people's souls. Live in such a way that people will take knowledge of you that you have been with Jesus and have learned of Him. When that happy day arrives, when He whom you love will say, "Come up higher," may it be your happiness to hear Him say, "You have fought a good fight. You have finished your course, and henceforth there is laid up for you an unfading crown of righteousness." 2 Timothy 4, 7-8. Continue on, Christian, with care and caution. Continue on with holy fear and trembling. Continue on with faith and confidence in Jesus alone, and let your constant petition be, "Sustain me according to your word." Psalm 119:116. He is able, and He alone, to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of His glory blameless with great joy. Jude, verse 24.